Wadsworth did indeed turn over the original video. Good thing, too. Failure to do so would have sent him to jail for obstruction of justice, as well as being disbarred. He is still practicing law, but has changed from civil court to criminal, specializing in defending violent youth like Justin, who happened to have parents who were fairly well off. And with the publicity he got from the trial, he gets calls fairly often. Les and Birch have been handling the interview requests. They set up a makeshift studio in their home, and just about every day the three of them are in there, giving interviews to stations and talk shows about the trial, and announcing their new charity, which would help children who are coming from a battered environment. Susan Linsky is one of those. After the trial, Child Protective Services stepped in to investigate, and discovered that not only was Susan being beaten by Justin, she is being abused by her own parents as well. Little surprise that she did not avoid someone like Justin. She's in a foster home now, and Child Protective Services had decided that it's best she have no contact with anyone connected with the incident. This, unfortunately, included Dipper. Even Justin is getting the help he needs to overcome his bullying nature. I won't go into details, but he's not as bad a kid as you might think. Everyone, it seems, has either gained something or broke even from the trial. Everyone, that is, except the one who should never have been hurt in the first place. Dipper. I watch him during interviews when I am in attendance. He puts up a good front, but I can tell inside he's aching. Ticket sales, which had ground to a halt before the trial, began to pick up again for the concerts in San Francisco. I feel rather bad I could not fly out there with them. I would have loved to see the concert, and perhaps I might have been able to prevent what happened in the interview there.
Welcome back to Hello San Fran. We're still here with the Beach Bears, who are giving the first of their concerts tonight. Now that everyone has seen the real video about what happened, we'd love to know how you three feel about it.
Well, I for one am glad the truth came out. Too many might have decided to just pay them off and make them go away. Happens to too many celebrities.
What about you, Birch? You're the founder of the Beach Bears. Was it painful to go through it?
Oh, to a point, but in some ways I'm glad it happened because it enabled us to get more serious about our security, our privacy, and looking out for each other.
And finally, Dipper. All this happened because of you. You fall in love, she betrays you, lies about you, even helps those who try to steal from you. And now you can never see her again. Tell us, do you still have feelings for this girl? Dipper?
Please. Please don't ask me that.
Be loved in real.